have to choose between alternative courses of action in order to maximize their happiness. So economics is this process of choosing. It is really the science of allocating limited resources to produce maximum happiness. This applies to individuals as they choose to allocate their time, money, and so forth to achieve maximum results. Whether that involves the exchange of money or whatnot, it applies to a man on a desert island, it applies to a man in the middle of civilization. It also applies to social economics, where the question always is, by what process can the most happiness be achieved for the members of a particular group or society with the existing resources available, and so forth. In either case, it is an attempt to allocate limited resources to provide maximum happiness, or to determine the process or system through which these resources will be allocated, the decisions will be made. Now, I don't claim this to be an original, I don't claim this to be an original definition, incidentally, although the specific words are my own and the identification of happiness as the object is my contribution, this general definition is used by many orthodox economists. It is usually expressed simply as the allocation of scarce resources, that this is what economics is. Now, obviously, these same principles will apply to love. And here we go again with the hard-boiled, analytical, intellectual approach to a romantic subject. But the two, of course, are quite compatible. As we saw last week, you use your mind to create for yourself the conditions in which you are free to enjoy the greatest emotional feeling, free of any fear of consequences. And I would like to identify the meaning as I see it in the word romantic. I defined romance last week as the physical sensitivity resulting from a sharing of principles and values. And I mentioned that to my knowledge it was a pretty mysterious element, sometimes referred to as chemistry, between two individuals. Well, why is it that two individuals seem to click when one of them also shares values and principles with other individuals? Well, it is this physical sensitivity that is so important to complete the love relationship that is the mysterious ingredient. To act upon mere sensitivity without the sharing of principles and values is, of course, to create bad consequences. But not only those values, but also the sensitivity needs to be there to make the relationship complete. So, to me, what is romantic is really that which exists but is not completely understandable about the relationship. But the term and the concept must be kept in their proper perspective. If I get well-being, for instance, from holding a lady's chair, I may not be able to explain exactly how it is created in me, the well-being, why I enjoy it, and so forth, and so I will chalk it up as a romantic feeling. All right, that's fine. Why fight it? I can't understand how bad consequences would come from it. But on the other hand, if I think that I will get a great joy out of taking all of my money and spending it on my girlfriend, with no thought of the expense involved that will be due tomorrow with these same resources and so on, I can call it a romantic inclination that I can't explain, but I'm still going to have bad consequences tomorrow. So just because some facet is unexplainable, mysterious, or romantic, is no reason to reject reason itself concerning those facets which are not fully explainable. Or let me put it this way, just because a certain part of it is mysterious or unexplainable is no reason to reject logic or reason in the areas that are explainable. Meaning I do know what my budget is, I can scientifically allocate the resources from it, and so there's no reason to chalk up the fact that I have this feeling, this mysterious feeling that I'd like to spend it on this young lady and say, well, it's a romantic feeling and I can't explain it, therefore I will do it anyway because it's romantic. I do know what my budget is and there's no reason to reject logic there. Now, most individualists accept the idea that love is a marketplace phenomenon like everything else, and that market principles apply here as elsewhere. But I have noticed that there is one area of the subject in which most of them completely reject the normal market principles and say that they don't apply here, and that is in the concept of need. Need is a dirty word to an individualist. If a person of the opposite sex comes to you and says, you are wonderful, you are everything I have ever wanted, I have been searching the world for you, I need you so much. Well, in that case, the individualist is supposed to respond by saying,